Well, when I realized I was going to be number 11, I decided I had to write about sex. So in case you're thinking about slumping in your chairs and going to sleep, sit up straight because it's coming. Might be a while. Kindergarten, this is called Lessons in Sarcasm and Love. She just said my name, Marnie Schulenberg. All right. It's called my Kindergarten Lessons in Sarcasm and Love. My first best friend was Charlene Lamone, a girly girl to my tomboy, smooth blonde hair to my tangles. Charlene lived a half block down and across a street I wasn't allowed to hazard without a parental hand. Summer mornings, I would tear out of bed barefoot, stand under a massive spruce where I could see her house, and holler for her. I used the hands megaphone. Charlene! Charlene! Up would snap the window shade, then the bottom sash, and there was my bestie across the street. One of us would shout, "What color?" The other one might shout, might holler back, "Blue," or maybe "the polka dots." For Charlene and I had bonded over the panty sets popular in the 50s. Seven different colors, each embroidered with a different day of the week. Monday's pale green panties might be stuck in the dryer on a Monday, and that was no deal breaker as long as we were wearing the same color and day, except for Sundays. I was only half Catholic. Charlene went to Mass regularly and drew the line at wearing Sunday panties on any day but Sunday. Those panties were snow white with Sunday emblazoned in dark red. I was afraid of her mother, Mrs. Lamone. She never smiled. There was that sleepover at Charlene's when one of us peed in the shared bed. Charlene's nightgown was blue, mine was pink, and thank the Lord, we had rolled to the middle of the mattress. The clammy spot had morphed into a pastel smear. We woke up to Mrs. Lamone's sharp voice and dark eyes boring into us, moving accusingly from Charlene's face to mine. Who to blame? Once we started kindergarten, our friendship provided my first meaningful lesson in sarcasm. Charlene learned it too, but a little late. We kids were sitting cross-legged around the teacher, listening to a pre-nap time story, when Charlene and I started up whispering. Miss Fund shot up her eyebrows and gave us the stink eye. We lowered our heads, but pretty soon, more whispering plus giggles. Another stony silence. Miss Fund called us out. "Keep it up, girls," she said. "Keep it up." Charlene was a good, good girl, not a rule breaker. When she leaned in close and whispered again loud, I was shocked. I butt dragged away from her, putting two kids between us. Soon enough, she followed, her harsh, panicked whisper between clenched teeth. "She told us to," Charlene insisted. I whispered back, "She didn't mean it." I scuttled to the outside of the circle. She followed, doggedly obeying the teacher. We were banished to the cloakroom, a cool linoleum floor. We wore dresses, and the cool felt okay on bare legs. A little sticky. We could whisper all we wanted in there. That same kindergarten class delivered me my first lesson in love. This time, I was the dunce. A particular boy chased me every recess. I would climb the jungle gym, and there he was, sturdily puffing up behind me. If I headed for the swings, he would pivot hot on my heels. He was red-cheeked and pudgy. When I'd turn to confront him, he'd pull up short and glare. His name, and here's irony, was Chase. Chase? Chase Wilson. One day, I was done with it. I executed an about-face. We did the stop and stare. Then I bopped him in the chest and wrestled him down to the gravel. Well, that Chase never chased me again. Now I understand it may have been first love. The glare was kindergarten passion. A few years later, here comes the sex. A few years later, Charlene and I experimented with kissing boys in a neighbor's empty garage. Charlene's partner was my brother, John. Mine was Eddie Johnson. Eddie tasted salty. I didn't hit him. I did wonder who Chase Wilson pursued after me and if he caught her.